Gavin Newsom mocks freedom-loving governors of Florida and Texas. By Hannah Blow on August 11, 2022. Governor Gavin Newsom, D., whose Blue California has experienced a mass exodus, experiencing one of the biggest population declines in the nation in 2021, attempted to troll freedom-loving governors such as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., and Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., accusing them of being frauds. Newsom teased a new series titled Hypocrite or Fraud, where he attempted to troll Republican governors who, unlike him, championed freedom and personal choice during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Interesting to remember this. Every single night we turn on the TV, you see some of these freedom-loving governors, Florida and Texas and elsewhere, railing against vaccine mandates, particularly COVID vaccine mandates, Newsom said. But the truth is, every single one of them, led by Ron in Florida, are mandating vaccines for your kids in their states. You can't get into public schools in Florida without 7 mandated vaccines, he claimed. So my question to all of you, is that hypocrisy, or is that just fraud? He asked. Christina Pusha, press secretary for Governor DeSantis, responded to the Democrat governor's most recent cry for attention. Disinformation from the desperate California king, she said. Florida doesn't recommend COVID shots for kids nor mandate them for anything, including school, she said. On the other hand, it's shameful that Los Angeles denied kids their right to an education over private medical decisions. This is not the first time Newsom has attempted to garner attention by targeting conservative governors. Over the 4th of July weekend, Newsom released a video urging Floridians to flock to the Golden State. DeSantis later responded to Newsom's bizarre attacks, explaining that Newsom's California is hemorrhaging population. When families are uprooting from the Pacific Coast to go almost 3,000 miles in search of a better life, that's telling you something, he said. Yes, we've created a citadel of freedom here that has attracted people, and we're proud of it. But let's just be clear, California is driving people away with their terrible governance. Some of the best weather in the world in Southern California. They have some of the best natural advantages. Probably the best natural advantages of any state in this country, DeSantis continued. And for the entire history of California, they never lost population until this recent governor got into office. And now they're hemorrhaging population, adding that it is almost hard to drive people out of a place like California, given all their natural advantages. And yet, they're finding a way to do it, DeSantis said. As Breitbart News reported last year, California lost 1% of its population in 2021 to 367,000 residents, as they fled to other states. Meanwhile, Florida Republicans continued to increase, outnumbering registered Democrats by well over 200,000 voters. A recent Rasmussen Report survey also indicates that Americans view Florida a more desirable place to live than California.